This is MSU News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Frank Pagliuca, who is the St. Mary's Girls High School hockey coach. And Frank, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on what must have been an amazing victory the other night.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about that game, Coach, because from what I can see, a well-played game by both teams, and then, of course, you guys were finally able to take it over late in the game.
Yeah, I think we came out a little flat. We were fighting the puck a little bit, and Boston Latin's very aggressive, very physical team. They hemmed us in our zone at times. We turned the puck over a couple times. That led to some of their opportunities. We were fortunate enough to get out of the period with a 1-0 lead. But as the game went along, we started to pick up our level of play and had a really strong third period.
Tell me about, Bella Freitas, because every time we talk, she's done something spectacular. What was her game like the other night?
Yeah, she played a good game overall. She had the game-winning goal. Addie Mockritz made a great pass to her with under 2 minutes left. And she was standing all alone out front. She was able to finish the goal, and she had an empty netter to kind of seal things. But she had a great game. She was very active in all three zones and was making plays and was getting opportunities in the first and second period. And fortunately for us, was able to cash in the third period. Katie Saracen had a big goal for us in the first, shorthanded goal for us in the first period to kind of get us going a little bit, even though we didn't play our best. It was good to go in the locker room with a 1-0 lead. And then Alyssa Norton had a big power play goal in the second period to put us up 2-1. So we had contributions from a lot of different people, and it was a exciting game. From a fan standpoint, our players kind of held our composure, especially in the third period, and we're fortunate enough to move on to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I know the next game is at the John Ryan. And where's that? That's in Watertown?
Yes.
Okay. How has the tournament gone so far in D1 as far as you're concerned? I only see really one surprising team that's still left in there, and I don't know if it is surprising or not with all the wins. But Archbishop Williams, I think, is the lowest seed that's still left.
I believe, I'm not 100% sure on that. It could be Watertown, Belmont as well. I know they're playing each other, but Archbishop Williams is a very good team. They've got a very tough schedule. They're in our league. We had a very competitive game with them earlier in the year, so it's good to see another league member make it this far as well. We know our game on Thursday is going to be extremely difficult against the defending state champions, Shrewsbury, so we're going to have to play a lot better than we did on Saturday to be successful against a great team like Shrewsbury.
Yeah, you're right. Belmont's down there at number 14. Okay, what about Shrewsbury? What can you tell me about them?
Yeah, just the pace of their play. They're very relentless. They're aggressive. They crash the net hard. They force you into making bad decisions with the puck by the amount of pressure they put on you. They're well-coached, and they're overall disciplined, but they're a very strong team. They play good in all three zones. They have an outstanding goaltender. And they really kind of build off her play, and they're an opportunistic team, and they really get on you and attack you in all three zones.
Do you change anything up at this point in terms of practice?
No, I think for us it's just important to go over some corrections that we have to make that we had some issues with in the Saturday game, and hopefully they don't come back to bite us on Thursday night. But at this point, it's all about us coming with a lot of energy and finishing our opportunities when we get them.
Well, congratulations, Coach. I hope we can talk again.
Take care, Rick. I appreciate all the coverage you do.
Thanks. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Frank. Be well. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Frank Pagliuca, who is the St. Mary's Girls High School Hockey Coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.